This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip of the secrets of sujood, prostration, and ubudiyyah, the relationship between the two. Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the programs of Foresight, and we're talking about the secrets of sujood, prostration, and ubudiyyah, the relationship between the two. Now, dear listeners, dear friends, we talked about in the previous segment how this beautiful thing called prostration in front of Allah out of humility and humbleness and submissiveness and weakness and in a show of our position. So by putting our foreheads on the floor, we show our loneliness when compared to the greatness of the creator of everything, the loving sustainer of everything, the giver of life and the giver of death, the giver of existence. And so, dear friends, this sujood is truly the symbolization, the manifestation of the peak of humility and submission to Allah. And we should not become arrogant or proud if we do sujood and we do prostration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Let it be known, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, that to Allah prostrates whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Everything does sujood to Allah. Everything prostrates itself in front of the presence and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we understand this. Sometimes we don't understand. But as the Quran says, it is everything in the heavens and everything in the earth which prostrates to Allah. It is just that we cannot see that reality. But let me remind you that there are those among us, great religious, pious scholars, who can see this reality. And so prostration, dear friends, is the best state for a human being to approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true king of everything and all, the king of existence, the king of creation, the king of generosity, Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Thank you.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of Foresight coming to you from IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and today I would like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatu Shakirin, The Whispered Prayer of the Thankful. Please stay with me. My God, my thanksgiving is small before your great boons, and my praise and new spreading shrink beside your generosity toward me. Your favors have wrapped me in the robes of the lights of faith, and the gentlenesses of your goodness have let down over me delicate curtains of might. Your kindnesses have colored me with colors not to be moved, and adorned me with neck rings not to be broken. Your boons are abundant. My tongue is too weak to count them. Your favors are many. My understanding falls short of grasping them, not to speak of exhausting them. So how can I achieve thanksgiving? For my thanking you requires thanksgiving. Whenever I say, to you belongs praise, it becomes thereby incumbent upon me to say, to you belongs praise.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the programs of Foresight, and we're talking about the secrets of sujood, prostration, and ubudiyyah, the relationship between the two. Now, dear listeners, dear friends, sujood and prostration is the code of the four stages of human life as well. As the first holy imam, the first divinely guided and divinely appointed imam from among the 12 imams, the greatest disciple and the greatest miracle of the Holy Messenger of Allah, whose name is Haydar, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he says, when talking about the four stages of human life, which are manifested in these sujood of our prayers, in the prostrations of our salat. As you know, we do two sajda, but when we go down is the first stage, when we get up it is the second stage, when we go back down into prostration is the third stage, and when we come back up, this is the fourth stage. And so talking about these four stages, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the first sujood means that I was clay in the beginning. And the second stage, when I raise my head from sujood, it means that I came to the world from the soil, from that clay. The second sujood, which is the third stage of human life, means that I will again return to the soil, meaning I will die and I will be buried. And the fourth stage is when I raise my head from that second sujood, and it means that on the day of resurrection, I will rise up from the grave and be summoned. In this manner, dear friends, we should remember now, every time that we do our prayers, our five daily wajib, obligatory prayers, now we know it is that we came from the earth. From mud is what Allah created us, That's what we were in the beginning. And then Allah gave us life and we came to this world. And then we died, meaning we went back down into the earth in our second sajda. And then we are resurrected again as we come back up from our second prostration. And so prostration is not just a sajda. It is the stages of human life. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
How does this enlightenment, this sudden change to fitrah come when it comes? A lot of times this will come in an instant because of a calamity in our life. We struggle throughout life concerned about our spiritual well-being and how we can be more spiritual. We try to keep this fitrah alive within us. And then something happens, one incident in life, a miracle we witness or a calamity befalls us, and that becomes a trigger, that becomes the spark because of which we suddenly gain this enlightenment. There is a sudden shattering of the ego. There is a certain growing of the wings. There is a certain metamorphosis that takes place. The closer we come to enlightenment, the harder it becomes for us as well. Keep that in mind, because the ego has been with us since infancy. It is resisting change. It does not want to die. That is why many mystics have reported that when they are closest to enlightenment, they undergo severe depression. There is a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, expect relief at the tightening of the chains. When the chains tighten the most, that is when you should expect relief. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ Yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. With hardship comes ease. No, with hardship comes ease. Allah knows your capacity, so sometimes you are squeezed with a calamity, and then there is a certain relaxation, you're left, and then again you're squeezed, and then you're left. Your capacity is being tested. If you can withstand and the squeezing continues and you do not give up, it will shatter the ego. What will emerge then will be that beautiful butterfly. But we need to have that capacity to withstand, to have that faith with us while this happens. An analogy I like to give about going from tabi'ah to fitrah, or going from being egoically driven to being enlightened, is that proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. That light at the end of the tunnel is that enlightenment we seek, that fitrah we seek. However, to see that light, first and foremost, you must be willing to stand at the mouth of the tunnel. When you stand at the mouth of the tunnel, there is a dark passage you must cross. Tabi'ah is afraid of darkness. It is afraid of everything. Tabi'ah will say, don't go. We don't know what danger lurks. Turn and flee. Most people will turn and flee. The rare few who will have the courage to walk through that dark tunnel, which may be represented as depression or any other calamity, they will emerge on the other side and stand in that light. Once they have crossed that tunnel, they will not know any fear. They will never come back. But even if they did, they have transcended the fear. You see, death itself is not as fearful as the fear of death. The most frightening human experience is the shattering of the ego. A lot of us are afraid when we die, the pain we will feel. Don't worry about the physical pain. You could be in a hospital dying and they could give you drugs, you will not feel any physical pain, right? You hear of this all the time. People are in a coma, they get morphine, they die. It's not the physical pain.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. سبحانه ما أعظم والملك له.